This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by The Second City. Love comedy and filmmaking? The Harold Ramis Film School's year-long program at The Second City is for you. Visit ramisfilmschool.com for more info. Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. In the grand tradition of Exclusion Day specials, this episode was recorded live with practical foley and in one take at our recent holiday celebration down at HeartLife Studios. We've left in the laughter and merriment, and small line flubs, to give you a feel of what it's like to be in the studio with us. So with no further ado, please enjoy the 2016 Our Fair City Exclusion Day special, Die HeartLife.
Ah, dear listeners, gather close and let us revel together on this, the most wonderful time of the fiscal cycle. Just smell the algae roasting on an open fire, its sweet perfume billowing up black smoke to blanket the ceiling like a perfect and impermeable night sky, a blanket to wrap yourself up in. Feel the seductive warmth of the fire as it sinks into your bones. Do not approach the fire. Do not attempt to put the fire out yourself. The HeartLife fire control team will arrive soon to contain it. Yes, it is Exclusion Day once again, and while it is important to remember the love and power and glory of HeartLife every day, Exclusion Day is special because it reminds us that there are still those among us who would doubt the wisdom of our benevolent protector and provider, those who have sadly lost their way, those who would call themselves, dear policies, cover the ears of your young ones, for I must utter the name, those who would call themselves outsiders. Let us all take a moment today as we board up our walls to remember that we must also do our part to defend ourselves and our loved ones from those who would infect us with their insidious and impossible ideas. It is not an easy task.
Though the weather outside is frightful,
full of wolves,
and the fire inside is frightful,
minus wolves,
so since we've no place to roam,
this is home, this is home, this is home.
Bottom floor, putrescible waste management.
Hey there, evening, happy Exclusion Day.
Back at ya.
Going up?
First time.
Doors closing.
First time, huh? I just love the vertical people mover. Don't know why we even have the horizontal ones. Building ain't that big around. You're gonna love it upstairs. Let me tell you, they know how to haul the decks. Shovels and axes on every wall, plywood boarded up everywhere, the works. Name's Kennedy. Kennedy Kane. I sell barricade-grade timber. Can't say where we got it. Ain't from trees, I know that much. I also do barbed wire, razor wire, hammers, nails, you name it. Insulation, too. And when it's time to take it all down, guess who sells the crowbars?
Nice. Don McPain, PWC. Just going up to visit my cohabitant. Office party thing. Don't think I see me getting used to these.
You know what I do when I get nauseous? Is I take off my socks and shoes, and then I walk around and make fists with my toes. But, of course, I'm a mutant with hands for feet. You're on your own.
Thanks anyway.
Floor 34, Treasury Department.
So long, I'm gonna ride this thing all day. You only live once. Happy Exclusion!
Doors closing.
Hi, I'm...
Welcome, happy Exclusion Day.
Right, hi, I'm here for the party. I'm with Holly McPain.
Sorry, I don't have that name.
Policy number Tally to Kai 1138.
Oh, you mean Holly Jolly. You've been cleared. Have a complimentary name tag. Head on in.
Shook.
They changed her name back.
You better stay sharp. You better not shirk. Heartliff has been keeping tabs on your work. You're due for performance review. They have you on file in triplicate too. And we're afraid there's some bad news for you. You're due for performance review.
Carolers.
Donnie, you made it! What's wrong?
I don't remember getting an annulment.
I requested one. We've been apart so long. I can't stand living in the lower levels. The commute is hell and I belong up here. I do good work up here. I'm doing well. You should be happy for me.
Yeah. You could have said is all.
Holly, come here for a moment. I want you to meet Reginald Bell Johnson the 12th.
I have to go.
Go on. This conversation just reminded me I need to take a shit.
Bum, bum, bum.
Good evening. Happy Exclusion Day.
Identification, please.
Sure. Here. You're with Street Safe?
No, Miss Elto. We're here to take over.
You're relieving me of duty?
Of everything.
Let me just check with my superiors.
We are your superiors. Trust me, Miss Elto. Am I correct in assuming you've held this position your entire adult life?
Yes, sir.
And in all that time, did you ever get a holiday off? A bonus? A perfunctory gift basket? A cookie?
An algae cookie. Once. By mistake.
My associates and I are going to walk through those doors and amend that slight.
I don't know.
I can afford you one of two options. You can open the doors and run away as fast as you're able, or Chris and Klaus here.
Good night.
Can slam your head into the desk until you black out, and then we'll be happy to let ourselves in.
Danke schön. Danke schön.
Whoosh. Oh, nuts. The stall's out of toilet paper. You mind passing me a square?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks a million, pal. Oh, this feels incredible. Incredible. I get the notion nature didn't call you here, though, huh? Know what I mean? Huh? Listen, I can hook you up with anything you want. Speeder uppers, keeper downers, male enhancers, female enhancers?
No.
No? What, you on a diet or something? Come on, join the party.
Yeah, I'm not exactly welcome to the party, pal. Just trying to make fish with my toes here.
Hey, you do you, Bubba. You do you. By the by, what do you do, Bubba?
BWC.
Oh. Sorry about the mess, then.
Ah, don't mention it. Pretty sure I've seen the worst already. Whoosh.
I apologize for the intrusion, but we have arrived in order to pump up rather a great deal of the jam and to bring on considerably more noise than is customary. Oh, not in a good way. I am looking for the treasurer-in-chief.
That's me.
He's lying.
Your assertion rings unlikely. Silence! While I admire your attempt to Spartacus me.
Sparta what?
The benefits of a classical education. The point is, I'm insusceptible to this particular ploy. Klaus, kill the music, please. Figuratively, Klaus. We agreed, no killing.
Es tut mir leid, Kommandant.
Are you guys supposed to be German? Because you don't all sound the same amount of German.
Enough. Perhaps we could speak somewhere privately. Say, by the vaults. Whoosh.
What in the tower's going on?
I'm about to find out.
Oh, you can't just barge in there. That's suicide. You gotta crawl through the air ducts or something.
Air ducts? How is that a good idea?
Worked in season 6.
Let's go.
Actually, I'm, not quite done here, so, hey, Bub, don't forget your shoes.
Whoosh. You throw a wonderful party.
What do you want?
Such luxurious Exclusion Day decorations. Barricades, booby traps, pitfalls, and punji sticks. Oh, and just look at those sandbags and shovels. Who pays for all this, I wonder?
I don't know.
I don't suppose it could be reclaimed discretionary credits. Lucre, Heartlife purloined from the pockets of dead men and women whose only crime was doing just as they were told. Did those credits come from people who indeed got all the life they ever needed? Or am I right in suspecting false advertisement?
I don't know, I'm telling you, I don't know.
Well, there's one way to find out. We open the vaults, and then we follow the money.
I don't know the code.
Klaus, what does it say on his name tag?
It says, hello.
Yes,
my name
below
is
that part.
Treasurer-in-chief.
Odd. The treasurer-in-chief not knowing the code to the treasury?
The chairman of the treasury changes the code bi-weekly, and the secretary of the treasury changes it tri-weekly. We don't know which of us is in charge. I'm not even sure the vault actually opens.
I particularly like these nice long garrote wires you festooned over the vault. My associate, Chris, he's very good with garrotes. You might say it's his speciality. Perhaps a demonstration is in order. I am not an especially patient man. Please give me the code to the vault.
I can't.
I am going to count to three. There will not be a four. Give me the code.
You'll
one.
Just have
two.
To kill me.
Three. Three and a half. Three and three quarters. Three and... Listen, just between you and me, I would much rather not take your life. Perhaps you require more time to consider your predicament. I shall count to 10. There shall not be an 11. Chris, if you'll jog his memory. One. Right. Damn it, Chris, I said no killing. Threatening and maiming only.
Apologies, Erklans. You know how I am with garrots.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Quiet. We'll do this the hard way. Chris, set the explosives.
Holy cannoli, they're gonna blow the place up.
Now that I did hear.
Come up to finance. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Klaus, take your communicator and go after our mystery guest. Stay in contact. Chris, you're with me. We're on crowd control. The treasury sector is under new management. I'm afraid the treasurer-in-chief won't be joining us for the rest of his life.
You mean the rest of our lives? You are trying to say he's dead, right?
Right. Right. So he won't be joining you for the rest of his life.
But if he's dead, then he joined us for all of his life.
But not the rest of it, you see.
But if he's dead, there is no rest of it.
Exactly. There could have been a rest of his life, but now we've taken it from him, so he won't be joining us for the rest of his life. Why are you talking to me? Who put you in charge?
You did, when you killed my boss. He is dead, right? I'm still confused.
Klaus is back.
I see it.
Gotten, Immel. Every bond is broken. There are footprints in unmentionable places. There's something written on his shirt in blood.
I see it.
Not everyone is reading the English so well, Commandant.
It says, now I have a walkie-talkie. Ho, ho, ho.
No, he meant to say ha, ha, ha. He's always been a terrible speller.
You know this man?
No, no, no.
Perhaps you're his cohabitant? Or his relations technician?
He's just a friend.
This is Heartlife. No one has a friend. Congratulations, Miss Gialli. You've just been promoted to the role of leverage. Chris?
Ja, Klaus?
By the sooty fingerprints on our dear departed Klaus, I suspect our guest is wandering sans chaussure. Further benefits of a classical education. Notice I said further and not farther.
So
he's barefoot. Break the glassware. We'll leave a present for Miss Jolly's friend.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey!
Oh, glasses. Enough! Escort the guests into the lobby. I don't want them getting hurt. Mind the glass. Meet me back at the vaults and bring a mug of Alginog.
I'm so glad we're wearing shoes.
Make that two mugs.
Ahem.
Fine. Three mugs. And one for you too, Chris. So four total and You know what? I'll just get them myself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I believe I have a call incoming.
Sure,
there's
a lot of
glass.
So much glass.
You can't just cheat the system like this.
Why not, dear girl? The system cheats us every day.
So you think you're pretty clever, eh, Glance?
Ah, our mystery guest. I'm afraid you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Another working class hero who listened to too many audio dramas as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's Nathan Rourke, Herbert West, Cassie Wilkins.
Was always kind of partial to Neil Henderson myself.
Perhaps I'll simply ask your girlfriend.
No! Don't tell him your name, Don McPain!
Honey, you're not helping.
Is he always this cute?
Yeah.
Mr. McPain, do you really think you can stand a chance against us?
Can everyone, motherfucker?
No! Chris.
Oh, classic Don. Always writing things on shirts with human blood. He grew up during the great paper and ink scarcity of 88. Old habits die. Ah.
Now I have two walkie-talkies. Ho, ho. Hope you don't mind a friend dropping in.
Maybe he did mean to write ho, ho, ho the first time.
Why would he need two communicators?
He can get excessive, especially when he's stressed. And especially during the holidays. And especially during hostile takeovers during the holidays.
Shh! Mr. McPain, I suggest we convene for the allotted celebration. Shall we meet in the vaults?
Already here, Glance. Just waiting for you. I even tidied up the place. Those explosives you left lying around? I sent them down the laundry chute. Or was it the dumbwaiter? Oh, no, it was the vertical people mover. Hope that doesn't attract too much attention.
The people mover? Was anyone hurt?
Oh. Yeah, I guess there was that one guy. Ken or Dandy or something.
Ah! Idiot! If that vertical falls to the bottom floor, the methane gas trapped in the waste fields will send the entire building up in flames.
Yeah, I'll have him send you the bill.
No, it's got you.
On the contrary, this is all according to plan. Would you help me carry these mugs of algae nog? Thanks so much. Mind the glass!
Glanz, I was wondering when you'd show up. Hi, Holly.
I'm astonished. Your feet aren't even scratched.
Why? Did you break a bunch of glass or something? Sorry, I've been in a ventilation shaft all night.
Oh, well, I see you've managed to sidestep my devious trap.
I guess so.
Algae nog?
A pass.
Be careful, Don. He has an E-V-I-L-P-L-A-N.
E-V... Start that over?
I can spell, you know. Benefits of a
classical education.
We know.
Quite.
Hark. This is Agent Harold Angels. Street safe. Surrender at once. We do not negotiate with thieves.
Who said anything about thieves? I'm a terrorist.
Just release the hostages.
There are no hostages. I'm not holding them. They barricaded themselves in. It's exclusion day.
Right, that... Just you stay put then, mister. We'll, You know what? We'll think of something.
I do have demands.
Right.
Just put your boss on the phone. Remarkably efficient. Color me surprised.
Street safe. Marianne Bright speaking. How can I help you help Heartlife?
Yes, thank you. I have the entirety of the 34th floor at my mercy. My demands are thus... The following policies are to be released from their captors. The power distribution operator, called the Switcher. Project manager Charles Wynn. The algae farmer, known as Bobby. Detective Jack Winters. Survivalist Alan Jensen. And the mole people, Igni and Pete.
Who?
I read about them in the Daily Borough.
You read the Daily Borough?
Only for the pictures.
Sir, all those policies have expired. Actually, it looks like those moles are fine for now, but, you know, they don't count.
My point exactly. You have 1 hour to accede.
A whole hour? Great. Let's start by talking through a little...
Shit.
Street safe, Marianne Bright speaking. How may I help you?
Just to clarify, when I said you have 1 hour, I didn't mean that you personally had an entire hour to speak with me over the phone. I meant that your so-called organization had 1 hour to weigh your options and come to a decision, however grave the results may be. It was not my intention to seem rude.
Oh, Oh, okay. Should we restart the countdown to destruction?
I suppose that's fair. Sorry again.
No harm done.
Yet.
Right. I remember.
Just put me through to your boss. I expect an hour, an answer within the hour.
Starting now.
So you're gonna tackle him or something, though, right, Don? I'm just saying, I'd rather have your arm around me than his.
In a minute. Glanz, you know they can't bring those policies back from the dead.
It does happen occasionally. Pilfer and Plunder Incorporated, how may I direct your goal?
Hey, this is Rudolph Rain. You're over with Street Safe there now. I noticed I got a list of demands here that got sent to me, and, well, geez, looks like we hit a little snag with the expired policies and all. So, I'm just having a darn hard time figuring out how to comply.
My conditions are non-negotiable.
Okay, well, let me just talk to the boss for a minute. So, I got the terrorist on the phone, and I don't know, he's asking for some ransom. No credits. Mm-hmm. No coupons either. Non-negotiable. He said, oh yeah, those were his exact words, yeah. Well, okay, I'll let him know. You betcha. So word from above is, if you don't concede, then we're just gonna have to go ahead and shut down the power on the whole darn floor there, okay?
I invite you to do your worst.
Oh, for sure now, but bye now.
So, are you crazy, or...
I'm the last sane man left away in a world gone mad! Once Street Safe shuts down the power in this sector, I'll be able to bypass the electronic lock and tear the vault doors open wide. Then I'll take all the credits Heartlife has accrued and redistribute them evenly so that every policy has an equal opportunity for prosperity, regardless of their identity variants. I shall rob from the rich and give to the poor.
So you are crazy.
If you'll excuse me, I do have to save the world.
Holly, honey, I have to wait till he's distracted, okay?
And when Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more...
Holy Al Capone!
Empty? The vault's empty? No, that's not possible!
Ooh, sorry, Glanz.
There were never any credits to begin with. Do you realize what this means?
It means your mouth's been writing checks your ass can't cash.
No, you imbecile, it means... Is that a shovel taped to your back?
What, this? Yeah. You didn't bring one?
That's going to hurt when you rip it off.
Not as much as it's going to hurt you.
Well, I don't know. Why did you bring a shovel in here anyway? We're on the 34th floor. Look around you. There's nothing to dig.
I'm a PWC. I smelled shit, and I came up here to shovel it.
What? Oh, I see. You mean figuratively. You mean me.
Yeah.
As in you intend to hit me with that shovel.
I'm about to hit you with the shovel.
Not much of a plan, is it? Ow! Damn it, that hurts a lot!
Hit him again, Don!
Ow! All right, one time was fine, but that second blow, absolutely uncalled for. Bash me with a shovel, but a single time, the shame is mine. Bash me times two, and the shame falls on you, sir. Shame! The shame is yours! And furthermore,
I shall... He's trying to get eloquent! Keep hitting him! Harder!
I'm hitting him as hard... As I can!
Ow. But it's not working! Kick him or something!
Oh, right in the shin? Why in the shin?
Why in the shin? Just kick him out the window, dummy!
Great. Just what I need. More broken glass.
More like broken glands.
Huh? Oh, wait, I get it. Because that was his name, and it rhymes with the other word mostly.
I'm sorry, you probably wanted to do the one-liner.
It's okay.
No, go ahead, please. For me.
Well, I was just going to do something along the lines of, sorry, pal, but you just made my naughty list. Or maybe looks like he's settled in for a long winter's nap. I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to flesh it out yet.
Let's go with the second one. And then I'll follow up with something like,
I love you,
Don. Important thing is I murdered him. Let me find a broom. Wait.
Yes, Don?
I've got it. Season's beatings. Tell everybody I said season's beatings.
Don.
Sorry, you said something?
I love you, Don.
Hey. Feelings mutual. Happy exclusion day.
What did I miss? Anything? You guys smell smoke?
Outsiders inside, outsiders inside. Try as they might, security's tight. We suspend those with weird notions at bay. Heart Life defends us on this exclusion day. Stay complacent and breed all the life you'll ever need.
And so, once again, we receive irrefutable proof that the judicious application of excessive force by just one loyal policy is enough to vanquish the leagues of deviants espousing altruism and autonomy. Remain vigilant. Trust in the company. When you fight against Heart Life, no one wins. When you fight for Heart Life wins. And when Heart Life wins, you win. Happy Exclusion Day to all, and to all a restful allotted sleep cycle.
Well done. All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.